one thing, too, being up this high, it lets you see that at the top of these mountains is, like, huge gardens. You know, at first I thought it was just a few trees on the ridge at the top, but very green on the tops of these rocks here. It's interesting. Continuing on, I'm out. With the sun coming out, took a couple more shots from the ledges of the switchback, still going up. Definitely about as scary as I'd like a trail to be. It's wide enough, but definitely got some fear of heights going on here. I don't understand it, but it's definitely worth it, man. Anyone should force himself up here no matter what. Whew, that's hot with the sun. I'm out. Couple of pictures from the top of Observation Point. A little delayed on some of them, but the ones I just took is from a little side cliff from the main trail. Nice white rock being enlightened by the sun in the foreground and the background. I got the red rock walls and then some white walls at the top, so it's very nice. It's nice that the sun came out, gives it a little different look. Illumination. Heading back down, I'm out. Anyway, going down, whoa, Jesus Christ, the wind is blowing me. Took a couple pictures, so the sun's a little brighter than when I was coming up. And, so, took some shots of the trail, and, wow, I'm gonna take my hat off so I don't get blown off. Out. Yeah, there was just some serious wind, man. I mean, it was pretty fierce. I had to crouch and make myself aerodynamic. Avoid getting blown too much, but just like a shot of vertical shot. It's a nice little dark kind of, you know, little fold in the cliff walls. A little dark area. But no lights getting into it. It looks kind of nice. I don't know if it'll come out. It's continuing down. Down the cliff side. Out. Just took two photos of that dark little canyon type thing that I had mentioned from high above. And first one I took with a little rectangle with a dot. And I don't know what that is on the camera. I just realized. I know the flower thing is for close-ups, but I don't know what the rectangle thing. I hope it's not for landscapes. Otherwise, I should have been using that all this time. But anyway. This is pretty cool. Out. Couple more pictures of the sandy bottom of these little chasms. Out. The final part, went through some more awesome little chasm action. Got a picture of that. Someone took one of me. But, the chasm is pretty cool. I mean, you can actually... Now that I'm descending, I can actually walk in this thing. And I saw there was a little, there was even a little trail up that led back to the trail, but I can actually go through this little narrow thing. But I'm not going to, because my feet kill. Out. Took a shot of the Weeping Rock from above that I was at yesterday. Out. Okay, just leaving, left Zion and stopping in, I think it says Mount Carmel, not sure, but fortunately found this fairly good selection grocery store run by some guy. When you walk in, they have a big display of the Book of Mormon, it's something you don't see in most supermarkets in California. But anyway, I got some deodorant, which I had forgotten and needed direly, and some turkey ham combo, and some bread, and some batteries for the, caverns, in case I forget it later. So, heading out to Bryce now, and it's about 45 miles, or 50 miles, I think.